This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, hello. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Hannah Whitten Show.
Are you going to introduce us or we just start talking?
Oh, well, I think you answered the question there, didn't you?
I kind of did. It made it a redundant question.
This week in the studio, I have the Fratocrats with me, Mike
hello!
And Jacob Truman.
Say hello, Jacob. Get off your phone.
I was putting it on airplane mode.
You should have done that ages ago.
Oh, you don't have to do that. That's fine.
It's just courtesy, I suppose.
I suppose, yeah.
How are you guys?
We're great.
Fine.
I'm great.
Sweaty, but fine.
Yeah. Because you just got here.
Piccadilly line was... You can swear on the show, can't you?
Yes,
it
absolutely.
Was fucked. It was absolutely
what
fucked.
What the fuck is wrong with Piccadilly line at the moment? I just really need to have a proper good rant about it because... What?
It's not a line we usually go on, but...
I use it quite a lot, but... The problem in the Caledonian Road, and I very rarely get off at Caledonian Road. In fact, this will be probably the second time I've been on got off at Caledonian Road.
You're going to get to the point.
Yeah. I was just remembering things halfway through my sentence. The lifts are a nightmare. One of them's broken. Mm-hmm. It's super slow. Good Lord.
It feels really mechanised.
I ended up getting an Uber here because got to King's Cross... Got on the platform for Piccadilly line, mm-hmm. and then it was just like, oh, 14 minutes.
Yeah, screw that.
I was like, never mind. Mm-hmm. I will get an Uber. This is the worst. But other than complaining about London,
I am
transport.
Perfectly fine, Hannah.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Doing good, doing grand, doing bueno, as the Spanish say.
I actually rewatched our episode of Twin Joke that we did this morning, so I was just like, I've not watched this since. It came out.
Yeah. It's our show, Twin Joke, on Fratocrats YouTube channel.
Plug.
It's a variety show. We have different guests on, different YouTubers, blah, blah, blah. Go and check it out.
It's a lot of fun.
Hannah's on it.
It's very highly rated.
Yeah. Everyone who like talks to us to our face says it's great. We don't know what people say behind our backs. But
well, the comments are lovely. So
again, it's a very.
I don't know why I sounded shocked. Yeah,
neither do I, Hannah.
Son of a bitch.
It doesn't sound like it would be a good show.
I came on there out of my
that
good graces.
That was more like me being shocked at the general state of YouTube comments.
Oh, fair enough.
The state of your show.
Well, the crucial aspect of that is that we are men. And we don't get treated automatically like shit. Well, we actually have to be an asshole
on
YouTube.
You have to deserve it to be treated like shit.
To be derided on YouTube.
Right.
That would make sense. So do you boys have any idea of what you've gotten yourselves into this evening?
Not really.
Not really, but I'm looking forward to it.
I know that you're quite a 21st century woman.
Oh, God forbid. No one likes one of those. I'm just taking my shoes off. That's what that banging is.
Right, okay.
I am also sweaty in the feet area.
So. That was not necessary. People did not need to know that.
21st century woman.
Yeah.
That's the stereotype thing about 21st century women.
Sweaty feet. Absolutely disgusting. But, so on the show, we're going to be playing some games and doing some things. We've got songs about sex, Dirty Talk, which I've been informed that you two do not want to play with each other.
No.
Which I understand.
The game is to pretend like we're having phone sex together. I'd rather not pretend to have phone sex with my twin brother.
I mean, I'm not above dark humour. But the reality of the situation
if
is...
If you really wanted us to, if you really twisted our arm, we would just get through it.
The reality of the situation is that I wouldn't be able to take it seriously and it would just quickly devolve.
I don't think we're supposed to take it seriously anyway.
Well, even so, it would it would end up being about anything but sex.
But sex?
Hey-o!
There we go.
We're also going to be playing Asking for a Friend, a Position Impossible.
Right.
That one I don't know what the hell that is, so please explain that to me.
We'll explain it when we play it.
Fair enough.
So you got that to look forward to.
You're going to let me stew the entire time.
I think it's fairly self-explanatory, but sure. And then we're also going to be doing Drunk Advice Live in the last half hour of the show, and we're going to be live on Facebook Live, so you can watch the video as well. You can see us in the studio, there's cameras and all of that stuff.
Bueno.
If you need advice for that part of the show, then you can tweet us at FUBAR Radio or email hannah@fubarradio.com.
Is it any kind of advice, any kind of situation?
Anything. We usually get a lot of sex and relationships in. But what would you say your expertise is? And then maybe people can
ask
about
sex and relationships.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Definitely.
Got more experts on the show this week, guys. So I'm sure we'll definitely be able to help you.
I don't know if you've noticed, but my expertise is basic conversational Spanish.
Bueno.
Bueno.
All I know in Spanish is, ¿dónde están las putas?
Where are the whores?
Yep.
Did that ever come in handy? You're in a Spanish speaking.
To be honest, it's a really great phrase to know when you're trying to just like make friends with people who speak Spanish.
Right.
And you're like, I know some Spanish, and then you say that, and then they immediately laugh at you.
I do know a vulgar Spanish phrase. Uh-huh. It's a phrase.
Go for it.
Guess what? Right, you gotta guess what it is. Me encanta comer coños.
I want to eat your cunt.
Yeah!
I heard comer, which I know means to eat, and then I heard contas, that's got to mean cunt.
Yeah.
My God, my language skills are so good.
Yeah,
I
definitely.
I don't even speak a word of Spanish.
It's almost as if my basic conversational Spanish is pointless and completely redundant.
And you're just there like, bueno, nodding.
Me and Hannah are looking for whores and pussies to eat out. you can go and converse for some people. You can go and ask, ¿dónde está la biblioteca?
When one of you gets a venereal disease, I'll be there talking to the doctor.
I will use a dental dam.
Condomis.
Yeah.
Condoma.
Not that.
What? I don't know. Protection.
Protection.
Just roll the up. Protection.
God damn it. All the Spanish listeners are going to be pissed off.
I'm so sorry. Okay, so one of the things that I do when I have new guests on the show is you need to be initiated into the show. And the way that we do that is by searching your name on Urban Dictionary.
That's not going to come up with anything.
Have you ever done this before?
No.
Okay, who wants to go first?
Well, it's just Mike and Jacob.
Yeah.
Okay. That might bring us some results.
Let's do Mike.
Go with Mike.
They weren't going to put in literally Michael Thomas Truman and expect a definition.
I thought they were going to put in Fratacrats, but that would come up with fuck all.
You never know. Wow. Okay, Mike is a bloody essay. I think Jacobs should read out.
Oh my God,
Mike's.
I don't want to read this. Okay. Mike, the most amazing boy in the world.
Thank you very much.
He is quiet around the masses. No, he's not. But he opens up around the one he loves. He's extraordinarily protective in the best of ways. Mike can and will make you laugh harder than anyone else. That's kind of true. You are a funny guy. He is the most adorable, cute, nice...
Jesus Christ. Yeah. This just keeps
laying
it on.
There are about 10, 15 adjectives here. He is the most adorable, cute, nice, sweet, kind, generous, loving, caring, genuine, funny, considerate, awesome person I've ever met. Every moment of my life would be better if I could spend it with him.
Who the hell wrote this?
I could talk to him all day long and we'd never run out of things to say. His smile can make my day, even if it's from across the room.
Aww.
I love him.
Oh my God.
I love him more than the sun. I need him more than breath itself. No, you don't. I can imagine my life without. I can't imagine my life without him. It scares me more than anything. I will spend the rest of my life in his arms.
Wow.
That's a tough one to follow.
That's
Jacob.
Insane.
Well, to be fair, that looks like it's been written by an absolute psychopath.
It's been written by your Emmy on the 14th of March 2009.
Hang on, let me
ring
read
any
the...
bells, Mike.
Not particularly.
The example that it gives
I'll be the best friend.
Okay. Mike brought me a dozen roses for my... You be that person, because I'll be the best friend makes more sense.
Oh, okay. Mike bought me a dozen roses for my birthday.
Jealous?
What can I say? He's Mike.
Oh, mine was supposed to be... jealous?
Jealous?
What can I say? He's Mike.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's pretty accurate.
That's amazing.
I wouldn't classify it as particularly accurate. Oh.
Thanks for the beers, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome.
We came on the show and we were getting ready. And
it's exactly the same.
It's not exactly the same.
Okay, we've searched Jacob. I think so. Mike, you need to read Jacob's.
Okay.
I can't wait for this.
Romantic, Jacob. Romantic and very loving person.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
Very kind-hearted. A fighter and a lover.
And both.
Bold. Mm. Has anger issues. That I can fucking well attest to.
So do you.
Often.
This next one's great, by the
way. Falls for girls easily, but gets over them well. Can't say that I agree with that one.
Wait, hold on. Wait.
Yeah, there we go.
That was...
Never that scared of anybody. No, that's not true.
And love sports. That is also not true.
I like some... Well, that's the point. I don't love sports.
Like, there's three loves there. That's a lot of loves.
The example is, Jacob is the sweetest, most kind-hearted guy I've ever met, said Brittany.
What can I say? I've got a woman in every port.
And this... was submitted by I grew up in the suburbs.
Hang on, you need to pronounce this correctly. It's I grew up in the suburbs.
Suburbs.
With an E. S-U-B-E-R-B-S.
Suburbs.
Suburbs.
On the 25th of August 2008.
Mm-hmm.
That's, well,
I probably shouldn't drink my rosé into the microphone.
Well, you can do what you want.
Okay.
Do what you want, babe.
Well, they were...
Yeah, they could have been a lot worse.
They could have been a lot worse.
Mine was very hit and miss, I'll say that.
Mine was spot on.
Yeah. To be honest, I will say, every like person's name, like most people's names, it's always like really nice things about them.
Oh.
It's always just like, this person is the best person ever, and they're so sexy and
beautiful.
What
does yours say? Can I ask?
Oh yeah, mine's something like that I'm really elegant. and graceful or something.
A girl with class, grace, poise, and elegance. Audrey Hepburn was a real Hannah.
Hell yeah!
Oh, I'm going to start using that. Oh that my God, was she's written. A Hannah.
It
she's
just keeps getting earlier Hannah. And earlier and earlier. Yeah. April 23rd, 2006.
I mean, this website's been going for a while.
I don't know if you've heard of it, Michael.
All right, well, we'll let you guys stew on that. But first, let's play a song.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
All right, boys, we back.
We are.
Hello.
Hello again.
We've had some of your tweets in. Courtney says, best part of the week, Hannah Whitten on FUBAR Radio. Woo, 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 woo. Thanks for tuning in.
I thought it was to do with me.
Oh.
Mike's very
And Mike Truman is here, too. Everyone's so excited.
Oh, yeah.
And Leanne said, first time I'm able to listen to the Hannah Whitten Show live this year, and I've got wine. Hashtag bring it. Cheers, Leanne. That's
we're drinking along with you.
I also have wine. Cheers. Just ding, as ding, an
ding,
aside.
Ding, 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 ding. And me and Mike are drinking beer, but Jacob was very specific about wanting wine.
Well, this is a whole conversation that you had after I left you your instructions for my wine.
I literally went, I'm easy, Heineken, John Smith, Cronenberg. Jacob went, I want white Zinfandel, Blossom Hill, rosé.
Well, the thing is, I've tried other white Zinfandels and they from other brands and they're not as good. But this particular one that's been got, which is the house wine by Sainsbury's, is actually quite nice.
Wait, this is the house wine from Sainsbury's?
Yeah, it's house wine Zinfandel Rosé.
I'm going to have a sip.
It's really nice though, so I'm not...
I might have to try it too now.
I'm not hating it.
I'm curious. That come on, nice. Pass it over. Oh, there we go. So you like the Slurpee on the radio?
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
It is delicious. Mm.
I've not drunk wine in ages. There you go. Just careful with all the technical equipment.
Yes. So you are a beer drinker. It's not like spirits and coke, wine, stuff
it
like
depends.
That.
I think generally alcohol beverage of choice, beer.
Mm-hmm.
But depending on the situation, I'm flexible.
I can pretty much drink anything.
I really can't. I love the smell of beer. I love the smell of pubs, and I genuinely will sniff beer. But I can't. I don't like the taste of it at all.
Really?
No. I'm very, very unpicky when it comes to food, and very, very picky when it comes to alcohol.
Jacob's more of a cider drinker, and
I'll only drink cider, certain wines, and that's about it.
Yeah, but the cider you drink honestly smells like piss. It smells like a men's room. You're drinking the scent, distilled men's room scent. That's what you smell. That's what you drink.
I would disagree with you because beer literally just tastes like dusty water.
No, it fucking
doesn't. Tastes like some,
wrong. It tastes like beer's delicious.
Emptied a Dyson into a glass of water.
I know this is a bad idea to do on a radio show, but hands up if you think Jacob's talking out his ass. Me and Hannah.
Oh, so that's all three of us with our hands down.
That's bullshit.
Oh my God,
liar.
That's a unanimous vote.
I don't know if you know this, Jacob. We're being filmed, so people can go to the fucking web feed, and make sure that they know that Hannah and me both voted. Well,
congratulations. I'm sure that's very edifying for you.
It is.
Sherlock.
It's incredibly edifying.
It's going to be filmed from 7:30. So the cameras are rolling now, though. So they will put together clips. So that was filmed, and they can put together a clip and put it on Twitter.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Put together a clip and make sure that I am vindicated.
Because it means so much to you.
It absolutely means every,
he's
every
right,
win.
So really,
every win is worthwhile.
Every win is worthwhile for him.
That is pretty much true.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. But speaking of being live from 7:30 on Facebook Live, if you have questions for when we're doing Drunk Advice, then you can tweet them in. at Fubar Radio.
Keep them vague.
Yeah, we don't really like heavy
don't,
stuff.
Don't
if
like
you if you message us something too heavy.
Computer hard drives, not my bag.
Then yeah. Just we're not going to answer.
Someone's
them,
just
really, going
to message in, just like I'm having a lot of problems with my computer. I've called it like with the support center, and they're just giving me jargon. Do you guys have any idea?
Well, there's someone
got the blue screen of death over here.
Someone will message us like Grand Theft Auto 3 cheat codes? Question mark. Like right, left, up, down, R1, left, one. I don't fucking know.
Amazing.
It's been such a while.
It has been a while since I played
GTA. Are you like a gamer? You play on video games? You're much of a gamer?
No.
How about
I was
mobile?
Like,
mobile games, maybe?
No.
Not at all?
Not like, mobile games.
So I would often like have one that I had downloaded and played constantly and would get addicted, and then as soon as I started seeing it in my sleep, or like, you know, you like close your eyes and you're like doing, you're still playing the game, and then I would have to delete it. So I've had that with Temple Run whilst I was at uni. I would play that in lectures. Candy Crush and Best Fiends, but at least I got some money from Best Fiends.
Best Fiends?
There's the ones that I'm not like, why? I'm sponsored by Best Fiends!
Just hang on. How much money did you get from Best Fiends?
Can't tell you, mate. can't tell you.
Not allowed for the radio.
Okay.
I played Angry Birds for a long time. I know it's kind of like a...
Yeah!
It's over.
I don't think I ever downloaded Angry Birds, but I played
once
it on
it gets,
my dad's
once
iPad.
It gets a film, everyone's like, this game is over. But I played it for a long time until I was finally like, I am just passing every level, but there are like literally 1,000 levels.
So many levels.
So I was like,
why?
No point.
Why? Did you ever play 2048?
Yes, I never did it. I never completed it.
I completed it and then I was like, delete.
It was kind of like me in LMA. When I played on LMA, which is League Managers Association on the PS2, I believe, is a football managing like simulation game.
Sure.
And that one that sent you into a fit of rage?
No, that was Pro Evo. LMA didn't really.
Jacob
do
used to, like, were you.
I was telling a story, babe. Shut up.
Fuck you.
So I would play LMA,
sibling banter,
and there was the you could do like a create your own like football team and whatnot.
Yeah,
and I did that, and I every time I did it, I got closer and closer and closer to having like a perfect season where I won every award. I won the league. I won it by massive goal differences. I got golden boots, and I finally did
so
it.
So proud of you!
Won
babe.
Absolutely everything, and then I was like, oh. There's no point to be playing
that
this ever again, and I never played it again.
So that's why they make games that are just endless.
Yes.
So you just continue playing forever and ever until the end of time.
I think I was on the phone to, I think it was our gas and electric company a while ago.
Uh-huh.
This does have a point. It's not going to be a boring
sure.
thing. We were like, I got finished,
<Great start. laughs>
got finished with my business about like whatever I was talking about, and the guy was talking to me, Scottish guy, just went, and I hope you have a nice day. And I went, yeah, I'm just going to play on Fallout 4. And I didn't mean to say that. And he went, oh, how far are you through it? Like, I've just started. And he's like, I've already finished it. And I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, my God. My housemate had a situation recently where, you know, on customer service things, you don't have to speak to people on the phone anymore. You can have the like one-on-one chat things.
Yep.
So he was trying to get off his like phone contract, started chatting to this guy, and he was just like, hey, how are you? What's your name? And he was like, hello. Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Just chilling out this weekend. And he was just like, oh, yeah, I just got back from my holiday. And then suddenly he was having like an essay conversation with this guy who'd like sorted out his phone thing. He was like, yeah, it's done. And then they just like carried on chatting, and he screenshotted this whole conversation. They were talking about tattoos, holidays, like New York, being like, oh yeah, I'll let you know some like cool places to go, like if you're ever there.
I have a similar story. This one is actually interesting, not like the last one. I'm trying to figure out like if I could afford Creative Cloud, the Adobe Creative Cloud package on my computer, and it sadly turned out I couldn't. But I got one of those little messaging windows came up, and this guy was trying to help me with it, and I was trying to get all the information I needed. Once I figured out I couldn't use it, I just went. He said something like, "And is there anything else I can help you with, sir?" And I was just like, "Well, we've grown quite close, haven't we?" And he was like, "I guess so, sir." And I was like, I've really started to have some strong feelings for you.
Oh, no!
And he's like, excuse me, sir. And I'm just like, I love you. And he's like, let's keep this professional, sir. And I was like, I love you! Typing that, eventually he signed off.
And then he just like...
My one chat story.
Was that sexual harassment? Could that be classed as sexual harassment?
It wasn't sexual.
It was romantic harassment.
But it could still be harassment, maybe.
My one story about those chat things is after Hazel tweeted out a conversation we were having, Hazel Hayes, not to name drop, but Hazel Hayes we're having a text conversation, and she thought it was funny what we were saying, so she accidentally tweeted out my email address to her thousands and thousands and thousands of followers.
Oh my god, fool,
and
fool.
I got tons and tons of people messaging me and emailing me, tons of people signed me up to like Christian like interest like blogs and newsletters. Oh, I got signed up to the Trump campaign. It was awful.
Do you know what? I feel like this says a lot about Hazel's followers.
Apparently, yeah.
That they want to fuck with Jacob.
I got sent what the thing is, I got sent I was added to the New Look mailing list. So I was a part of New Look. And which was just, it was one of the less, you know, inflammatory ones.
Yeah.
But I had to go around and email everybody and say I was signed up to this without my consent. Could you please remove it? And they were very nice about it. And they were like, we've now removed you. They haven't removed me. I'm still getting messages from New Look.
You know, you can still, like, actually click unsubscribe.
I have a little folder in my inbox that I say unsubscribe and everything that it goes. It's in the process of being done. All right?
Yeah.
I'm just bitter about it. Damn New Look, lying to me.
Aw, gutted.
That's the thing about New Look.
Absolutely gutted.
Fucking liars.
Okay, before we play the next song, mm-hmm. we're going to play a little game.
Okay.
Which is a new game that I invented.
Right.
Because I have a book out this year. Don't know if you know. I wrote a book.
Yeah.
I've heard. This is
the book that you like. Facebook messaged all of everyone on Facebook. Like, can you tell me how you masturbate?
Yeah, there are masturbation stories in the book. I was gonna give it a go.
Can I be controversial and
ask if it's ghostwritten?
It's not. It is. You can. You can ask that because no, it is not. I wrote it.
Right.
And I'm very proud of having written it. So this game is called Book Plug or Butt Plug.
I love it. Although I generally find that butt plugs are quite painful.
Well, I'm not going to try and shove a book up your ass.
Oh,
like,
great.
Don't worry.
Wait, are you going to try and shove a butt plug up our ass?
So
you weren't specific, Hannah.
The idea behind this is every week I come up with a new little, I don't know, question or something. Last week it was a zoomed-in picture. The week before it was a riddle. And the people on Twitter listening have to tweet at FUBAR Radio whether they think it was a butt plug or a book plug. Jeez, that's hard to say. Okay, so this week, the thing is, I have the thing in my hands, and it's either my book or it is a butt plug.
Right.
And I'm going to...
What, literally now?
Literally now.
Oh my God.
And I'm going to pass it over to one of you, and you have to hit the other person on the head with it.
Okay.
And then from the sound of that... dear listeners have to guess if it's a book plug or a butt plug.
Okay, here we go.
Are you ready? Yep. And you can tweet.
Don't do it that way.
And you can tweet during the next song, and then after the next song, I will confirm if you guys were right or wrong. Are you ready for the sound? Is everyone ready for the sound?
Let me position.
There wasn't even a discussion.
Context: Mike is bald, and so this
saved
is
his
by
head.
Choice.
this is on a bald head. And is this the sound of a book or a butt plug? Ooh, that was good. Okay,
I wanted it to be vague.
I like it. Okay,
that was unnecessary.
Did you guys hear that? That's all you're getting. Tweet at FUBAR Radio, or you can tweet me at Hannah Witten. Let me know if you think that was a book plug or a butt plug, and I will give you the real answer. Oh my God, the suspension right after this.
The Hannah Witten Show on FUBAR Radio.
All right, are you ready to find out?
That was a great song, by the way.
A book plug. It was. Well, not my genre, but sure. A book plug or a butt plug. Are you ready to find out?
Yes.
I mean, you guys know, because...
Unfortunately.
I've touched it with my bare hands.
Fucking hurt.
First of all, it's quite...
Is it unanimous?
No, it's actually quite split on Twitter.
God.
A lot of people are just like, book plug, and then other people very much know that the cover reveal of the book is not coming out until Friday, so they're like, it's got to be a butt plug, because, like, Hannah wouldn't do that.
Okay.
But it's radio, guys. It's audio only. And that was, in fact, my book.
It was
my book, because I have a physical copy of my book!
Yeah, you were all excited. He hit me with the spine of the book. He hit me with, like, the roots of the book, and it fucking hurt.
Michael, it wasn't... Genuinely, I didn't do it to hurt you. It was because if I'd hit you with the flat of it, it would have sounded...
Like a book.
Unmistakably like a book.
I just hate that there was no discussion about who was going to get hit.
Mike, would you like to hit Jacob with the book?
Absolutely.
Hey, there we go. That was with the bit that would have sounded more like a book.
To be fair, I'm wearing a beanie hat, so that didn't, I barely felt that.
Yeah, I don't even have hair to cushion the blow. Jesus.
But yeah, that was a book plug. My book, Doing It, is out on the 6th of April this year.
Wait,
and
can
you can
I
pre-order
right,
it now.
Who have you hit over the head with a book plug?
I haven't.
Not yet.
Oh, this is the first trial of the game.
Well, because every week it's different.
Oh, so this is the only iteration of this game.
Yeah.
So there was never going to be a book plug.
You liar!
You piece of shit, Hannah!
No, but last week...
Don't tell me you don't have a book plug at home you could have brought in and smacked over my head.
Maybe I'll invest in one. But last week it was a zoomed-in picture of the Paris Christmas tree that looked like a butt plug.
Oh, yes, I remember that. There was I say controversy, it was more mild amusement.
Mild amusement, I love that. Okay, boys, are you ready for the first game?
Sure.
Position Impossible. You ready?
You said this was self-explanatory, I have no idea.
Position Impossible.
That was
wildly... Whose voice was that?
That was wildly ostentatious.
It's someone who works here. I can't remember who, but not mine.
Obviously.
It's Ali's voice.
Right.
Okay, are you ready? So basically, I'm going to be Quizmaster.
Okay.
This is the first time being Quizmaster for this game, actually.
Sure.
So I hope I do a good job. You guys... It depends how you want to do it. You can either be a team or you can kind of be against each other. Whatever.
I don't ever want to be against Michael. So.
Okay. So
what?
No, let's be competitive. Let's play against each other.
Yeah, let's play against each other.
This
you're pissing me off today.
This means I have to score points.
You're
sure.
being so mean to me today. Everything you say is just a constant attack.
You get under my skin.
Boys, there's a finite amount of time we can be on air. Like, I can't be
right.
dealing with sibling
Mistress,
politics.
Mistress Hannah, like, lays down the
Ooh,
wall.
Oh, I've just noticed there's a lightning kit. Charging cap. I'm going
to
charge my
Okay, phone. Whilst Jacob does that, I'll explain the rules to this game.
Go for it.
So I have got some names of sex positions.
Mm-hmm.
Some are real,
right.
some are fake, some
right.
are made up.
I feel like I'm going to do much better at this than Michael.
Ooh.
Why is everyone going to like bust my chops?
All right.
I'm just saying I'm confident.
So you have to guess if it's real or fake.
Okay.
And then you also have to try and like describe what you think the position is.
Okay. Fair enough.
So you ready?
Yep.
First one. Creme brulee.
That's true. That's a real one.
That I think that's a real one too.
Okay. What do you think it is?
I think it's something to do with semen. It's definitely something to do with semen.
Yeah.
I have no idea what it could be though.
I think it's where you jack off onto a hot plate and then you both breathe in the fumes.
I think I'm gonna go with jack off into the recipient's hands and they have to lick it off.
What kind of pointless sex act is that?
Okay,
fair
so
enough.
You're going a bit too dirty. This is kind of just a very heteronormative sex position.
Okay. I instantly thought creme brulee and I thought soft cheese. Cum.
But also burnt.
That's not, my cum is not like soft cheese.
Also, soft cheese isn't creme brulee.
What? Creme brulee? What
is
creme brulee?
Soft cheese?
I'm thinking of camembert.
Yeah, okay. Creme brulee is like the custard that's like burnt on top.
Oh, actually, shit. Technically invented by the English. It was known as a Cambridge... I can't remember what the details
I mean,
were.
Great fact.
Okay, sorry. I was trying to be smart.
All right, tell us the answer.
Well, okay, so hint is it's lying down and on your side.
Jesus.
I literally have actually no idea why this is called a creme brulee. Doesn't make any sense to me, looking at the image.
Okay, well, yeah, my answer is...
I think
it's a sex act. I think it's real.
Okay, well, yes.
Yeah,
You just told us the clue that it is real.
I forgot. Yeah, you were right, by the way, it is real.
I'm taking
the
score.
The way that it's described is the woman... Okay. It's very heteronormative.
It is.
Boo.
I know. Let's do the receiver.
Right.
Yep, sure.
The receiver lies on their side, arms raised up, and legs are bent in... legs are bent in with knees driven apart. Something like that. I don't know. Whatever. One leg is like a bit higher up the other. What I normally do, guys, is I'm going to...
Doesn't sound fun.
I Snapchat the pictures and put them...
Can I see the picture?
Yeah. So this is the creme brulee. Here you go.
Okay.
And you can describe it if you like. And then it says the...
Oh.
So the man or the person penetrating...
Yeah.
Throws one
it's
bent
just,
leg over the other person's
just,
thigh.
I'm
it's
pretty
just,
sure...
It's just augmented spooning.
It's like just... Spooning.
It's just spooning with the leg over.
Lego, yeah.
Yeah.
Leg
I've done that. Not to brag.
So the
I've done a creme brulee.
Ooh, Jackie, yeah.
I can't say that I have, but I can't say sure what. Yeah,
I think we've all found ourselves in that position. It at seems some like point
it's a very, very, it's a very sort of hoity-toity name for a very sort of frankly run-of-the-mill position.
Yeah, if you want, you know, to know what we're talking about, I post the pictures of the sex positions on my Snapchat. So there's
phenomenal.
That. Okay, next one. Bear rebel.
That's a sex act. That's definitely.
I'm going to say that's not a sex act.
What do you think it
bear
is?
Bear rebel. Like, hang on, I'm going to reconsider my answer. Bear rebel. No, I'm going to say, isn't it? Because I think maybe ignorantly that it's to do, it's connected to the bear community.
No, that's absurd.
Jacob would know. But he says
I
no.
I think I'm. Oh, I don't know.
I know everything.
I'm
going
to stick to my answer.
That.
Essentially, yeah, I'm going
to
say it's a sex act.
It's not a sex act.
What do you think it is?
What do I think it is?
What do you think it is? Describe bear rebel to me.
Like a condomless streaking? I don't fucking know. Wow. Bear what? rebel? I have no idea.
Condomless streaking?
Most people go condomless streaking.
Exactly. You think that every man that goes streaking puts a condom on.
Yeah. Better
no,
have protection.
That would be like a more interesting thing.
Yeah, streaking with a condom. Why does
condom?
He have a condom on?
I was like, oh my God, he's getting ready. Run!
I don't know. Jacob is right.
Bollocks!
It is not a sex act.
What did I say?
It is fake, made up, some
I don't. Mike's actually keeping score.
I am keeping score. Of course.
I actually am keeping score.
Yeah, but I don't trust you.
Quizmaster.
I don't trust you.
Jacob's on two and Mike's on one.
That is the score.
Thank you. Okay, next one. Anaconda.
Ooh. Anaconda.
It seems like a really obvious one.
I'm gonna say it is. I'm gonna say it is as well.
Okay, boys, what do you think it is?
Anaconda.
Describe the anaconda to me.
It's obviously something to do with snakes.
What? No, it's obviously something to do with dicks.
Well, I mean,
a snake is a dick.
Yeah, I mean, it'll replicate.
A snake is basically a living, breathing dick.
Mm-hmm.
No, first of all, no, it's not. Second of all, I'm talking about this position is snake-like.
Which, so people are lying on their belly?
I don't know. Maybe it isn't.
This is a vague-ass game. I don't know.
I'm sorry, you're both wrong. It's fake.
Fuck!
I was literally about to change my answer.
I know, but I just thought I'd swoop in there and take it away from you. The next one, bullfighter.
I don't know any of these. Am I like some sort of like beginner vanilla motherfucker? I don't know any of these.
Like, we've probably, here's the thing about all of these. We've probably all done them. We just don't know the names for them.
Fair enough.
I've done a creme brulee and I had no idea about it.
I've eaten a lot of creme brulees.
I've probably had like 2 creme brulees in my life.
Oh my God, I love creme brulees. Take me to a restaurant, creme brulee on the menu. I'm not a dessert person, but if there's creme brulee on that menu, I will eat that creme brulee.
I'm not a dessert person either, but
I've neither eaten or done a creme brulee.
You need to start living, mate.
Yeah,
look, I just described the creme brulee as an augmented spooning. It's not that big a deal. I know, I'm going to spoon you, but I will put my leg there. So, what does that do?
Bullfighter, boys. Bullfighter. Come on.
I've said yes to every question so far. I'm going to stick to that streak. Yes.
I'm going to say yes as well.
Okay, you are both right.
Yay!
What do you think it is? How do you think the bullfighter goes?
Well, okay, so bullfighting is when you have like a red sheet, like, in front of a bull.
Oh, is it something to do with periods?
No. Oh, Jacob! Oh, no! Periods!
Something gets revealed or something. I have no idea. I can't tell you. I have no
idea. Is it where the receiver lies in a sort of receptive position and the insertive partner just runs at them? And hopes for the best.
I mean, looking at it, it's not that, but it does have something to do with, like, you need all 4 limbs.
Wow.
Okay.
One person.
And a padded room.
Right, someone. Okay, limbs. Someone's on all 4 limbs.
But not how you would expect.
I don't know. What the fuck? Not like you would expect.
Okay, they're in a crab.
Oh, oh
my God. Kind of.
How is that
pleasurable? That's not a bull. That's not a bull. That's a crab. It's a crab fighter.
You just need to change the name. They're not in a full crab, so their arms aren't like fully over their heads. They're more like at the sides, but they are lifting themselves off the ground.
Any sex act that has the word crabs in it, I don't want to do it.
Do you want to see the picture?
Of course.
Absolutely. Oh, also, I will say it's not penetrative sex. It is oral. Oh.
Okay.
Well, you could have told us that. That's a pertinent oral information.
These I don't feel these names are very prescient. I don't think that they apply to.
They don't really sound like.
Do you
what
not feel like
to
a bullfighter when you're giving oral? No. Is that
no.
No.
You're like, yeah.
I feel like an alien that's sucking the lifeblood out of a person.
Jesus Christ! Oh my goodness. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to show you. Here we go. Basically, this.
What the fuck? Oh my god, that can't be comfortable.
Depends how flexible and strong you are.
I mean, I'll be honest, that looks quite interesting and perhaps even fun. But again, I don't really see how that pertains to bullfighting.
Me neither. I don't understand the names of them. But so basically, listeners, who wants to try and describe
this? I'll describe it.
Okay.
Right, okay. It's a very uncomfortable position by the looks of it. The guy is the giver, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's make this inclusive. The giver is like sitting down with their knees up and
they're just kind of sitting comfortably.
Sure. And yeah. the receiver is kind of like
in a crab position.
Yeah, in a crab position, lying over the top of them with their back on their knees and their genitals in the other person's face.
I imagine that lying your back on someone's knees isn't particularly comfortable.
This is exactly what I'm on about.
Oh.
The thing is though, what that position would do for the receiver is very much engage their core. It's a bit of an ab workout.
I suppose. That's a good point.
And we all know that you've got to be like strong for some sex sessions.
I heard once that that there are some women who like have done like workouts, ab workouts, and it's actually brought them to orgasm because it's like just those muscle groups have just like engaged and it's finally just got them off.
I'm so into that.
Give it a go.
I'm gonna do more ab workouts.
Do more crunches.
Oh my goodness. Okay, last one. You ready?
I've lost.
Right. The acrobat.
That's one. Yep, I'm going to say yes to every single one of them. Mm-hmm. Acrobat, I'm going to say that's one.
Jacob?
I mean, I am in kind of a good position because I can either win or draw.
Sure.
So.
I mean, if you say the same as Mike, then you definitely draw.
Yeah.
If you go different, then there's a chance of you winning or drawing. So, I mean, there's a very clear...
Well, is there? Because I'm already winning. So if I say the same as Mike, I automatically win.
That's... Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Math isn't your strong point, apparently.
Oh, my God.
So
it used to be.
I'm
going to
go with, yes, it is one.
You're both wrong.
Oh, no. But I still win.
You still win! Yay, well done, Jason.
It seems like a really obvious name for
I'm
a
ashamed
sex
of myself.
It should be one.
Let's invent one. What should the acrobat be?
It involves a flip.
I'm thinking
a woman
like...
has to literally do a backflip onto a dick. Sorry, yeah. A receiver. A receiver has to
like
do a backflip onto a dick.
Something to do with trapeze, but that's different. I'm just thinking circus.
Circus-themed sex.
I mean, how good would that be?
What, there's a tiger involved?
No! Like human circus.
Ringleader.
Fire. Okay. Trapeze.
That's what gets
clowns.
You off. Swinging through the air naked.
I am terrified of clowns, so anyone introducing clown theming into my... That being said, there is a clown called Ouchie the Clown, who's part of the insane clown posse.
Right.
The sex clown posse.
That was... Position impossible.
Phenomenal.
And I lost.
I actually really enjoyed that. And I would like to point out that my prediction was right. I know better than Michael.
Hey, well done. All right.
It was a total fluke. It was a guess.
I'm going to let you guys argue whilst this next song
Rest
plays.
Assured, we will argue.
I was so much younger yesterday.
FUBAR Radio presents
Access All Areas.
Vladimir Putin invited you to a party.
I was in the arts club. This weird woman kept coming over and pestering me, saying, can I take a picture? She said, you know what? I am oldest friend of Putin. And she said, I have sent my picture to my boss. He's in love with you. The next one I knew, I had an invite to go. And it's true, because my Russian friend came in and knew her and said, oh my God, she's the oldest girlfriend of Putin.
What was she doing in the arts club?
Because she was waiting for a friend, Ella Krishna, who's another Russian.
Lizzie, for crying out loud, your life is
there
just
is no
ridiculous.
One I can't get.
Every Thursday.
Access all areas.
From 6 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
All right. Hello.
Hello.
We're
again.
Back.
We are back.
It's us, me, Hannah Witten, and Mike and Jacob Truman, a.k.a. Fratocrats.
The yeah. Fratocrats.
Woo! Oh, sorry. The,
do you know what the Fratocrats means?
I actually don't.
You don't?
Should I have Googled that?
Probably.
Should I have done my research before I had you on as guests?
I mean, if you're a Latin major, you'd probably figure it out. Frato means brothers. Ocracy, meaning rule by. So democracy, rule by people. Fratocrats, rule by
bros.
Brothers.
Rule
brothers
by
rule. That's basically it.
Which I love it.
It's such a stepbrothers kind
of
like...
Yeah, because frat, like fraternity.
Yeah, yeah. It's the brothers rule.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. Okay. In this part of the show, a part called... I'm sorry, I'm eating a flapjack.
I just bit my tongue. Oh my.
I'm the only one not eating on radio, you unprofessional cads.
Yeah, you're drinking white Zin.
It's called White Zinfandel. Jesus, don't downplay it.
This part of the show is called Asking for a Friend, where we talk about topics that are kind of difficult to chat about.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just pretend that we're asking for a friend. And we're going to dive right in.
All right.
So seeing as I've got two men on the show, thought we'd talk about feminism.
Makes sense.
But more specifically, men's rights activism,
right.
Which Mike...
Have some experience
used
with.
To. Do you want to talk about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I'll talk about it. Okay,
I
want to
just know.
I used to identify as an MRA men's rights activist, and most of the people in my friend group who are uber liberal, left wing, that kind of thing, despise MRAs because they're generally anti-feminist, misogynist kind of people.
But I want to unpack this.
Okay, sure.
I want to, like, rather than being like, they're horrible, misogynistic, terrifying, sad, lonely men.
Right.
Like
like me.
But like, what, how, why? I don't know how to ask a more...
Why, Mike? Why?
It's a fair question.
Not why you adhered to that necessarily, but like, why would anyone? Like, what actually...
Basically...
I'm trying to understand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Basically, you know, I grew up... insecure and pissed off and angry, and I felt that men had it really bad in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I basically found a community on YouTube of men who felt similarly. So I was never like a big guy on the in the MRA community, but I kept up to date with it.
He kept abreast of it,
I suppose.
Yeah.
I had a little MRA channel. The best way I can describe it is that there are men's issues, and I wanted to talk about them, and I felt that feminism was anti-male, and
sure.
That's how it started, and that's how it was.
But then...
How did you then see the light?
Well, I read some books... And what happened was that I was in university when I started calling myself an MRA, and I took women in cinema because I actively... The reason why I started questioning my own beliefs is because me and Jacob argue all the time, and obviously we argued about this subject. Mm-hmm. And Jacob, anyone that knows him, is a terrifically voracious and ferocious debater. He will grind you into the ground if you do not have your wits about you. So I wanted to make sure that I had the proof, the evidence to back up my points.
And
in doing so,
you found
actually,
that you didn't have any.
No, I found that I was wrong about a certain bunch of things. One
sure.
is that the best way I could describe it is that I learned that I had no idea what it's like to be a woman. Reading feminist literature, reading stuff by, you know, there was a book called Women of the Revolution, edited by Kara Cochran, Introduction to Feminism by Barbara Walters?
It might be someone called...
I feel
called
like it's Barbara Walters.
I mean, I can't tell you. I've
right. I own Pornography Theory and Practice by Andrea Dworkin. I own a lot of feminist books, and I've read a significant amount. I'm working through Man Up by...
Ooh, that's on the banging...
Jack
Irwin. Something. That's on the Banging Book Club's reading list for this year.
I'm not impressed. However...
Ooh, interesting. Okay.
So I started reading a lot of books, and what I realized is that the issues that women talk about, or that feminists talk about, I didn't even know that they were problems. I had no conception that these...
Sure.
problems existed. So, and I started asking women around in my life, I started asking, does this shit happen to you? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I had no idea. So I started to move away from that side of it. And I guess there was a point where I called myself a feminist MRA, which is a bit of an oxymoron.
That's
but there was a point when I called myself that. Eventually, I got so far away from it that I couldn't call myself an MRA
anymore. What was the exact inciting point when you decided to to
I remember this
to relinquish the title of MRO.
There is a website called A Voice for Men, and I was on it, and there was an article. It was written by a woman, and I can't remember what the title of the article was called, but the first line was, "Women are cunts." And I was just like, oh, come on, guys.
No.
Like, this is not what I'm here for. I'm here for, like, men's issues and talking about masculinity.
And there are places that do that.
Barely.
There are a few. There's, like, the Good Men Project, which is
that's
sort of
crap.
Well, this is the thing.
There's Calm.
That's a good organization. It's not really a men's rights organization. It's more of a just a please don't kill yourself organization.
Yeah, have you seen any of the stuff that South Bank Centre do around the Being a Man festival?
Yeah, I was supposed to go to that and I did not go.
That's like, well, that's it. They'll do that again this year in November.
I'll have to go to it. But yeah, so that's basically my story away from
basically, to sum it up.
Why are you interrupting me? This is my moment.
Because, Michael, I want to have a discussion about this too.
I suppose you are a man, I guess.
I'll just sit here quietly.
Yes.
From my outside looking in perspective, it seemed like you had some, you know, you had legitimate gripes with certain aspects. Sorry. With certain aspects of, you know, the way the world is and sort of like standard mainstream feminism, which, you know, could be argued as valid, but ultimately you were arguing ultimately MRAs, you know, they argue.
I don't actually think MRAs give a shit about men either. I think they're just angry and pissed off.
MRAs, as much as they like to say that they, you know, they're fighting for men and it's a voice for men, ultimately they're not. They're not activising for men's rights issues. They're not going out. You know, there's a small cadre of men in the men's rights community who do actually, you know, go on marches and organise events.
Sure.
But most of them are literally just anti-feminists.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the best way to describe
it. They're anti-feminism rather than being pro-men.
Yes. So the way I describe it now, I think they describe themselves as pro-men, but they talk about is how much they hate feminism.
Exactly.
Rather than
being like, hey, here are some issues that affect men.
Right. And crucially,
let's talk about that.
Crucially, from my perspective, is there are a ton of reasons why I never identified with that movement, but I noticed, you know, just from my perspective as a gay person, as a gay man, that men's rights, they only cared about straight, cisgendered men.
Sure.
And, you know, additionally
I did see a video by a men's rights activist saying, gay men, are you with us or against us?
Oh, well. Wow. I can conclusively say we are against you, asshole.
I need to get this thought out. What I would say is that in the same way that I learned how little I know about womanhood and femininity and women's issues, I learned exactly how little most of women know about masculinity and manhood.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's the flip side of what you're saying.
That is the flip side. And I've got to say it, there are a hell of a lot of female feminists out there who act as if they know what it's like to be a man.
Uh-huh.
And what I favour now, I do identify as a feminist, or at the very least a pro-feminist male activist, because there are some women who say that men can't be feminists.
Okay.
But what
the
I
way
was,
that I think about that, cause like, is that I think men can be feminists.
Uh-huh.
And because some people say they have to be a feminist ally, it's like, no, I think you would call yourself a women's ally, but you can still be a feminist.
Right.
Does that make sense? Because like, feminist is not something that you like inherently are, or like, it's not a gender.
No.
You know?
Right. I would just because I it's not a movement for me.
Sure.
So I don't want to like say, no, screw you women, I am a feminist. I don't want to be like that. I just use the term to describe my basic beliefs,
mm-hmm.
and if someone goes, well, I don't think you can, I'm just going to go, okay, I'm a pro-feminist male guy. I think that what I favour now, and I wrap it up because I'm sure you're all sick and tired of me talking about it, is I think there needs to be a independent, non-anti-feminist men's movement. That's what I think.
That works concurrently with feminism.
I think it needs
that works with women,
men need to be the priority of it.
No, men need to lead that.
Yeah.
Obviously.
But there are so many like female feminists out there that say, no, you don't need that. Just be a feminist. And well, there's an article. I don't know. Like, I can't remember what it was, but the main thing that pissed me off about it was this.
Yeah.
It was a line that said, men can use the feminist toolbox to sort out their problems. The problem with that is that the tools that feminists have created to describe and tackle women's issues,
mm-hmm.
were not designed to describe and tackle men's issues.
So like how the whole world's just not designed to help women.
in a hell of a lot of ways. So I would describe it like saying that you can use feminism to sort out men's problems is like saying you can use blue paint to paint a wall red. It's not that red is wrong, it's that red isn't the right tool to use in this instance.
Okay, that's
how I describe it.
I think, yeah, we're getting like real into this and we totally don't have the time. But I love talking about this kind of stuff.
So do I.
But the way that I feel like it's not that we need to completely separate men and women as well, because then where do like trans people like come into the whole debate as well, and the role that they play, which is also incredibly important.
I can only speak for myself. Yeah. I'm not saying, and here's my opinions on trans
yeah,
issues.
Yeah, no,
that's not
I know.
What I'm saying.
But I do think that the issues are separate, but there are lots of places where they can come together.
I suppose.
And so I kind of feel like we need to do our own thing, but also not do our own thing thinking that it's like any different or separate or against like this dichotomy. It needs to be like what we're doing here will help others, and also, and then
the way
others will be like what we're doing here will help others, and then it's kind of like this mutual effort. I will always be that woman in Mean Girls who just cries and is just like, can't we just all like bake a cake of rainbows and like, oh, like is me.
I would say that like feminists are fighting, we're all fighting on war for equality. Feminists are fighting on one front, which is women's problems.
The Western front.
We also need to like start fighting on the men's front. We need to start talking about masculinity and men's issues. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't mean being against women's issues. It just means...
It's interesting though, because like I talk about men's issues or whatever.
How dare
and stuff.
You
I know.
With your vagina.
Like,
that was
you know,
sexist.
I've interviewed men
cis
on
sexist.
My channel.
Shit. Oh, God damn it.
And talked about
you never had me on.
No, I had Daniel Day Layton.
Yeah, because, yeah, I suppose.
To be fair, he rides the line between male and female.
Oh, my God.
Quite.
Careful. But what's interesting is because of...
Dan's a friend, by the way.
I know, yeah.
I can say that.
Because
I have
the
a Dan
kind
friend.
Of, like... feminism and my general beliefs, there are a lot of people out there that I've seen saying, like, some MRAs hate me.
Yeah.
And, like, make awful, awful videos about me. Saying,
I would never hate
saying
you,
all
Hannah.
Sorts of stuff.
Well,
no,
you're
but
not
then,
an MRA.
But then the other side of things is that there are some feminists who call me an MRA.
Really?
Yeah.
Who calls you an MRA?
Just some feminists online. It just happens. They're like, oh, she's practically an MRA.
Jesus.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I noticed, I did have before. It just became too much of a distraction just from my daily life. But I had the Tumblr app on my phone and I had Imgur app on my phone.
Yeah.
And the two communities are entirely disparate. They're entirely separate. And what is populated by very sort of like liberal, progressive, feminist, that kind of group, and that's on Tumblr. And then on Imgur, it's mostly sort of like traditional, old-school internet, mostly male.
Like
blah, blah,
4chan.
Blah. Yeah. Similar, not quite as extreme, but similar.
Okay.
And I noticed how I would argue from my perspective on Tumblr, and I'm like a melanin deficient cis fucking evil male like traitor like asshole. And then when I'm arguing my position on Imgur, I'm a special snowflake, fucking like SJW douchebag who doesn't know anything, is offended at everything. And I was like, I'm the same person, and by different groups, different disparate groups, I'm labeled a right wing, I'm labeled left wing, I'm labeled conservative, I'm labeled liberal, and it you really need to understand it in the context of what's being said.
I think that's a great place to end that.
There's
because
so
we can
much
just
more
go
there,
so much.
There is so much more to say, but it's a good discussion we've had.
It's a great discussion.
Men's rights.
Jesus Christ. Feminism.
Men's rights.
That's how it just ends. It's just people screaming at each other.
Gay rights. What? No.
What's that?
Fuck off.
Oh my God. Okay, so we're going to play songs about sex next. You guys have picked a song about sex. Would you care to introduce it for me?
Okay, so this is Katy Perry's Peacock. Are you going to play it?
Yeah.
Right, so it's pretty obvious what it's about once Hannah plays it, so go ahead.
All right. Oh my God. We were having a lot of conversations about cock for some reason during
I wonder
that
why.
Song. I don't know. I have no idea. Okay, so that was Peacock by Katy Perry.
Yep.
And you picked that as your song about sex, and we are now going to go through the lyrics and analyse them. Mm-hmm. Really try and figure out what Katy Perry is singing about here.
So it's really vague. I have no... we could be here all night talking about what this song is about. Probably, maybe.
It's cocks!
It's cocks.
She's talking about penises!
Talking about dicks.
Slungs, cocks,
willies.
Jinx.
Don't do that on a radio show.
We need sound. Oh my goodness. Okay. I'm now trying to find some fucking brilliant lyrics.
What I will start off with, mm-hmm. The thing that I love about this song is at no point does it mention size. At no point.
Go, Katie!
That's a men's issue. Penis size anxiety. This describes penises as fascinating, beautiful. There's loads of other ones as well. It has a fine architecture.
And there are a lot of...
Architecture! Jesus, where does it say that's brilliant?
And there are a lot of...
It also kind of says magical and colourful.
Rainbow. Some are colourful. Some are colourful. Rainbow-looking treasure. Fucking hell.
What are some other ways to describe a penis? Jesus Christ.
Eye popping, jaw dropping, body shaking, head turning.
I like that bit because I can relate.
I like the idea of head turning because it's like she's walking away and then she goes, oh, damn!
Like double take.
That's a dick! Oh my God!
Holy shoes! Is that a dick?
The point about there being no mention of the size of it, there are a lot of songs about dicks that mention size being big. Like, for instance, Beyonce's song Ego. My man's got a big ego. And it's an obvious, obvious metaphor, penis. And it isn't shamey in any way.
And there's that Candyman song by Christina Aguilera. Yeah. He's a one-stop song, got a real big...
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That shit that's on the radio. Little boys will be hearing this.
Here's one line I want to pick apart.
Okay.
So it says, I want to see the show, right. In 3D, a movie. Heard it's beautiful. Mm. Okay, beautiful, get it. I've seen some beautiful dick in my time. But heard it's beautiful. Who from?
Where's the
people
plot?
Who have written the ride.
There's a Yahoo group.
There's a Facebook group. Yo, you heard about this guy's dick? Dear Lord.
Phenomenal.
Five stars will ride again. I recommend.
Someone wrote a review for a dick on Yelp.
Be the judge and my girl's going to take a vote.
That's the only part.
I don't know. Sometimes
girls talk about dicks, though.
But sometimes internet lyrics aren't entirely correct. But the way that the grammar is written here, it says my girl's gonna take a vote is S apostrophe, so it implies plural girls.
What page is this on?
The first one.
The
first page, in the third paragraph, the third
my
bit.
My girl's gonna take a vote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is it there's a whole judging panel of women staring at this man's penis?
Right. Yeah, that apostrophe shouldn't really be there.
It's a bit sad. I'm like, oh God. And then they're all just going come on, take off your pants. Go, go, go.
In a way, you could argue that it is objectification from the opposite direction.
I wouldn't call it objectification.
However, you know, you could argue that there is a difference between the way that men and women experience
that is what
levels.
I would that's one of we're going back to the whole MRA feminism thing here.
Yeah.
I don't think that you can there's loads of argument are men objectified, aren't men objectified. I don't think you can use feminist theory to describe and tackle men's issues because they're not designed for that purpose.
It's also not the same because men and women are treated differently in society, so you do need different rules to kind of mm-hmm. gauge how serious
This lady gets it. Yeah.
Welcome.
I'm not against you. I'm just, providing
because
an argument.
Because objectification of female bodies has entirely different meaning to an objectification of a male body because of the history and the social and cultural connotations of those things, which is why things like Magic Mike are socially acceptable.
Right.
And
What's the object? Yeah, but there's socially objectable
objectification. That's a whole different conversation.
Let's get back to the story.
Let's talk about penises.
Well, in the break, I was saying that there are parts of this that are very progressive and liberal and nice and happy and sex positive and whatnot. And there are other parts that I find just a little bit, troubling.
Okay, let's go for it.
In the chorus, mm-hmm. I need to find the chorus now so I get it exactly right.
Are you brave enough to let me see your peacock?
Don't be a chicken boy, stop acting like a biatch.
Ooh.
Is that sexist? Because a lot of people argue that the word bitch or variations of it, such as biatch, or inherently are inherently misogynistic and sort of like a slur.
Because it implies female as well.
It essentially implies
don't
weakness.
Don't be a chicken boy, don't be a girl.
It implies weakness. But it's the, it's
because it's also like, are you brave enough?
It's about whether you want to read into it that far.
I think this is just a good old song about a lovely woman, lovely gal who just wants to see a lovely dick.
And I think
girls talk about dicks and guys talk about pussies. It's just a song about dick appreciation.
That's heteronormative. Those are the facts of life.
It is heteronormative.
That's heteronormative.
Generally speaking. Generally speaking, girls talk about dicks and guys talk about pussies. Generally speaking.
I'll just recuse myself from the conversation then, I shall.
I think we need to include Jacob. Uh-huh. Men talk about dicks too.
Yeah.
I know some men that talk about dicks more than I do.
Okay.
And it's...
Does it put you off?
No, it's a conversation I can join in on.
You're just like...
I can get on board with this combo.
Right, listen to me, guys.
Okay, boys. I think we're done analysing Katy Perry's lyrics.
My opinion is it's great.
It's a great song.
And can I just say, all the politics and the sort of like the social commentary aside, it's also just a really fun song to jam to.
Oh, we love a good jam, don't we?
We do.
Raspberry's my favourite.
Okay, so
shut up, Michael.
I'm trying to segue here.
Yeah,
Did you not realise that I'm trying to segue?
Let's segue.
It's the 1st of February, which means it is the month of Valentine's. It is officially upon us. 2 weeks' time.
Terrific.
And what our lovely producers at FUBAR have done for us is found some hilarious Valentine's Day cards on the internet. And we are going to read them to each other now. I will say, though, that what they've done for mine, I don't know if they've done it for you too, is they've, like, inserted your names into it.
Have you got one? I think you've got to find yours.
Oh, right.
Have you got one as well?
I thought we were sharing.
Oh, my God, have we all got two? Okay.
I've got two.
Okay, let's all take it in turns. Are we ready? I'll go first. Jacob, you're the reason I shave.
No thanks.
I don't know why they put your name there. That's creeping me out. Jacob, you go.
I guess. Am I doing this at someone?
Hannah. Pick one of us.
Hannah.
Yep.
I fancy you more than Trump fancies his daughter.
Oh!
That's a fucking lot.
There's no...
Because he literally wants to shag his daughter.
Is no way I can get around that, can say these without either... like saying something really inappropriate to Jacob or just full on saying something rude as hell to Hannah.
I think I can just say it.
We've crossed the threshold.
Okay, is it my turn?
Yep.
Okay, to Jacob.
As well, can I just point out the background music is Memories from Cats.
Yeah.
Alright, okay. To Jacob, if you got stung by a jellyfish, I would totally pee on you.
I don't need to be stung by a jellyfish for that. Let's be honest.
I'm gonna pee on you just cause.
Nice thing to do on your brother.
It's not necessarily sexual either. There we are.
Okay. Mike.
Hello.
I'm putting you on my to-do list.
Ah. Lovely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, cool.
And I'm also a really organized person, and shit on my to-do list gets done. just so that's not an empty... I was about to say threat. Jesus Christ.
It could be a sexual threat.
I'm going to get a text and it's like a date. Be there.
God, no. Okay, Jacob.
I'm going to be honest, Michael. I'm going to continue to direct this at Hannah just to avoid...
I don't blame you.
Hannah, you can... To be fair, this one isn't really sexual. It's very romantic.
Oh.
You can have my heart, but not my chips. Which...
That's not a Valentine's Day card.
It's just sort of like, I love
Joey
you.
Joey doesn't share food!
It's just like, I love you, but...
Not enough to share food.
I'm selfish.
I'm selfish.
I love you, but I'm selfish. It's not... I don't agree with that. Okay. I take a political stand against it.
Okay, that's fine.
I think it's my turn now.
Mike, last one. Ugh, feeling really, like, emotional right now, to be honest.
Hannah.
Yep.
At times, you remind me of my big toe.
Why is
Sooner
that?
Sooner or later...
Infected.
Sooner or later, I'm going to bang you on a table.
I actually quite like that one.
Lovely.
Oh, I love that. Great.
Thank you. Let's move on.
Don't really know where to go from there, except for just to like quickly play the next song. Don't forget, guys, very soon we're going to be playing Drunk Advice. So if you have any questions, you need
advice.
I'm not
drunk. More beer to the studio.
I'm getting there. I am like 80% through this wine bottle.
Don't worry. We will get you that beer, Mike.
You have a you don't have a low tolerance.
But so also, this is 10.5, Michael.
Fair enough.
It's not a lot, is it? But you just drink the whole bottle. So you can tweet at Fubar Radio or email hannah@fubarradio.com if you want some advice from us. We'll be answering them later. But first of all, a song for all of you.
The Hannah Whitten Show on Fubar Radio.
Okay, unless you're wondering why you suddenly heard Mike being like, it isn't. He was like, can I ask you a question? I was like, you have 5 seconds, unless it's appropriate for the radio. And he goes, it isn't.
And I was like, it's not like a personal or like... Or
well,
like,
you can't ask it now because I'm scared.
Let's move
scared.
On.
I'm scared and we're just going to move the fuck on. Okay, you ready for next game?
I am, yeah.
You know, can I just insert a little plug here again?
Sure.
Our show is Twin Joke. It's called Twin Joke. It's a variety show. We have people on, our friends, YouTubers, that kind of thing.
Where can they find said show?
That's on the Fratocrats YouTube channel. That's FRATOCRATS.
Woo! We got
Fratocrats.
That!
Fratocrats! And we do all kinds of games with our people who are on our show. It's a bit weird to be on the receiving end of games.
Yeah, I suppose it is.
Because I'm just like, here's a game, you have to play it now.
Especially since we have no idea what these games are.
Well, I came on your show and I've no fucking clue what I was doing.
You came?
Oh, okay, alright.
You were sat there, had a very quiet orgasm.
It was, yeah, well, I'm...
No, we did in the whatchacallit, the section where the last question on Rapid Fire Bullshit was spell Barack Obama's name and every time you say the letter A.
Comes along.
And now every time you say letter
like,
A,
like, orgasm.
You had pretend to orgasm. So you were like, O-B-A.
And you couldn't get through it.
It's just laughing too hard. Okay, so we're going to play Dirty Talk. And the way that Dirty Talk works is that me and Mike are going to simulate phone sex. And the reason why it's me and Mike is because if it was Jacob and Mike, that would be...
Two brothers.
Gross.
Weird. And also...
We could make
Jacob's
it funny.
Jacob's gay, so he just didn't want to have phone sex with me. So
yeah,
we're just going to have some boring-ass straight phone sex.
One of many reasons.
This will be the first time I'm having the simulated phone sex with a man, though.
Really?
Yeah.
How many times have you played this game?
This will be the third time.
Oh, okay. That's not a big deal. Okay.
Yeah.
It was Emma Blackery and who else?
Juno Dawson.
I have no idea who that is.
She's an author.
Oh.
She's very cool.
Sweet. Okay, cool.
Okay.
Hannah knows authors.
I know an author because I got author friends because I'm an author. My book, Doing It, is out on the 6th of April.
My book would be a book about men's wrongs.
Okay, so...
My book would just be a compendium of dicks.
Oh my God. Just like super bad.
Yeah, but better.
Right, let's get through this game because I feel like the people want drunk advice and we are running over, guys.
All right,
okay.
And we
want
to give the good advice.
Let's do it.
So the way that we're going to get Jacob to feel like he's involved in this game is he's written down... No, you can't look at the words.
I am not looking, I'm just preparing.
Some of the words that are written down for Michael and Hannah to use are generated by the staff here, by the team here.
Uh-huh.
Some of them are generated by me.
It's been a collaborative effort.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
So we don't know what the words are. We're gonna have phone sex. I'm doing inverted commas, you guys can't see that. Phone sex. And as we are playing,
mm-hmm.
We'll turn over these cards and we'll see the word and we have to include that word in the phone sex.
I bet I can tell which ones.
One of them is at the end.
I bet I can tell which ones are Jacob's.
I mean, they'll be the ones that are handwritten.
Yeah, they're the ones that are written, Michael, you idiot.
Oh. Okay, are we ready?
I haven't seen them, that's why.
You always need to go in that order.
All right, cool, thanks.
Bring, bring.
What the fuck?
Bring, bring. Bring, bring.
Hello.
Hello, Mike.
Oh, Hannah, it's you.
It is me. I was just calling because I was thinking about you.
Really?
Uh-huh. I think about you a lot.
Likewise, Hannah. I've been thinking about you a lot as well.
I think about you so much that sometimes I just need to put a gas mask on and choke myself so I stop thinking about you.
I mean, those are some extreme lengths to go to stop talking about me.
It's kind of weird that I'm using gas mask stuff.
See, I
considering it was Holocaust Memorial Day recently and I'm Jewish. But you know what? Stuff that's dark turns me on, just like
I
you.
I know, I'm so dark. Okay, yeah. Well, I have to stop myself thinking about you as well because you are so sexy and I just need to... I need to think about how crepuscular you are.
I don't know what that word means.
Crepuscular.
Will you educate me?
Crepuscular.
I need educating.
Is your ankles are oversized.
Oh,
and I
don't know what that means.
That's what I think about to stop coming. I think about your ankles. So, yeah, but apart from that, I am on board.
It's good to know.
But Hannah, you do turn me on, and yeah. There is something I've got to say to you.
Yeah, what's that?
I want to fuck you so hard I get an injury.
Well, it's good that the feeling is reciprocated, because otherwise you would have to face rejection.
Yep, that's how that works.
That's how that works.
Consent!
Consent is important, because, you know...
Oh, yeah, consent is so sexy.
And I'm so wet in my flap thinking about it.
Your one flap! Your singular flap!
My one flap. I'm showing Jacob the piece of paper. It says flap.
I've got one thing to say to that.
Uh-huh.
Yahtzee!
Yahtzee!
Yahtzee! I'd be like, hummina, Yahtzee!
Yahtzee's a great game that I play with my grandparents.
I'm so turned on now, Hannah. Thanks for that. Awesome.
Woo! Oh my god. Thank you for playing that game.
I have never spoken so sexually about someone that I am not fucking. Oh my god. Jesus.
Isn't it great? I feel like we should just always talk to our friends like this. I think it would give us all, like, big confidence boost.
There is no way I'm talking to my friends about this. No way I'm talking to Daniel J. Layton like this.
I mean, I might.
Sure. Everyone likes Daniel J. Layton.
Oh, we love Dan. You're so bitter. He's great.
I am bitter. I'm bald and short. I am bitter.
Yeah, but he's annoying.
Good job he's not listening. Don't tweet Dan. Tweet Dan.
Okay. He loves it.
He loves it. Does he?
Well, that was fun. I enjoyed that.
Okay, guys, are you ready for some drunk advice?
I feel like I should take the lead on this because I've been excluded from the last two
conversations. How you fuck? You even, like, invaded my men's rights, like, talk.
Invaded?
Okay, boys! Thank you. Jesus Christ, do I have to... Oh, my God, I just went into teacher mode, didn't I? Fuck!
You could have been a teacher, Hannah. You could have been a teacher.
I could if I didn't have loads of videos about me on the internet.
You could have been a rabbi.
I could not have been a rabbi.
Why not?
Didn't have a bat mitzvah.
Really?
You didn't have a bat mitzvah?
No, I chose against it.
Jewish? Like, you're under Jewish law, you're still a kid.
This is true, I'm not a woman. It doesn't matter if I've bled everywhere. Anyway.
Jesus Christ! Like, okay. You're just walking down the street.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh. So, guys, we're going to play Drunk Advice. Listeners, if you have any questions, you need advice, you can tweet us at FUBAR Radio, or if you want to be anonymous, then you can email hannah@fubarradio.com. And also, we are going to be live on Facebook. So if you head over to FUBAR Radio's Facebook page, you can watch us instead of listening to us. And I'm going to hide my book because the cover announcement is not coming out until Friday.
I've seen the cover.
So I just threw that on the ground. So it won't get spoiled for anyone. Announcement on Friday.
Don't put it... Michael.
Drunk Advice Live.
Put it down, Michael.
Put it down. Hide
no one
it.
Can see it.
Hide
no it. One can see it.
I'll There's an embargo.
It. Pass it. Oh,
okay, I'm just going to scream until this is over. Okay.
I've hidden it. It's safe.
That's what she said. Anyway. Okay. Drunk Advice Live right after this.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
Okay. Welcome to Drunk Advice Live.
The cameras are live now.
The cameras are on. We're on Facebook Live. Head over to FUBAR Radio's Facebook page. I've got an itchy nose and you can actually now see that. Oh, Jesus. Also, my fucking dress is like ridden up. Jesus Christ, Hannah. Decency.
Good thing behind your desk.
Decency.
Puta.
Puta.
¿Dónde están las putas?
Aquí. Jesus. Oh, that's a throwback. That's what that was.
That's a callback.
That's what I meant. Not throwback. That's, God, I've been on the internet too long.
Throwback Thursday.
Throwback Thursday.
That's something that a millennial would say. Oh, I've been on the internet too long. Jesus.
We're all millennials. Let's just get
We're
on
all
with
millennials
it.
Here. Okay. So the way that drunk advice works is there are three rules.
Right.
Rule number one is be drunk. If you don't drink, be in the spirit of drunk. How are we doing, boys?
I'm buzzing.
You're
like,
buzzing.
I'm feeling good.
Like
I'm not drunk.
I'm 2.2 beers in, so I wouldn't call myself drunk, but I'm certainly not okay to drive.
Well, that's also because you don't have a license.
That'd be fun. Like, you know, like, you were driving very erratically. Yeah, I can't fucking drive me.
Wait, so you're drunk and you don't have a license? Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, that's the situation.
You should probably arrest me.
The officer's like, you know what? That's doubly bad.
But I respect you. On your way, sir.
You tried.
I'm going to arrest you twice.
Rule number two is have a friend with you. In this case, friends.
Okay.
There's two of you.
Sure. Yeah, we're all friends here.
You're just like, Jacob, are we friends?
I mean, like, yeah, sure.
Friends.
You don't have to cry about it. Okay. We are friends.
Okay, good.
Technically.
Just needed to confirm that.
On a technicality, we're friends.
I'll take the technicality. I'll take it.
Don't downplay it.
And rule number three is don't take our advice. Don't do it.
Okay. What is decent advice?
Well, it's just to cover our backs so they don't sue us.
All right, cool.
So we can give whatever advice we like, but it's
don't take our advice, but...
Yeah, sure, take our advice. My boyfriend's been cheating on me. Set him on fire. Set him on fire.
Let's see if there's any questions about that. Okay. Blah, 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 blah. Who wants to say the... I'll do it.
Go ahead.
Does everyone feel about that?
You're a host.
We really don't have a choice.
Hi, guys. My older sister hates my boyfriend and keeps telling me to break up with him because she thinks I can do better. I like him a lot, and I'm genuinely hurt that she doesn't support me. What can I do?
See, I kind of need more information.
Yeah,
from
like
that.
What is it that she
what
actually
is it
doesn't
that
she like
hates
with
about him?
Because if she's just like I just don't like him. Fuck her then. If she's got a legitimate, like, he has a criminal record, fair enough.
He always carries a knife. Like, he's always just holding a knife.
That motherfucker is strapped.
I've seen you cry over him, like, 3 or 4 times now.
Yeah. If there are genuine bad traits, then...
Listen. So here's the thing. Your family are kind of people who can tell you very straight if someone is not... And they don't have to worry about you not liking them. Because they're family.
Yeah. You can say horrible shit to them and they have to like you still.
Exactly. And so I wouldn't...
You cunt.
I wouldn't necessarily, like, take what your sister says at gospel.
Yeah.
But I would also, like, maybe try and... Rather than completely dismissing her and being like, you don't know him the way I know him, blah, fuck doing that. Be like, why? Sit down and be like, why don't you like him? Tell me, adult to adult...
You need to ask, like, what is the actual problem? Because if she just doesn't like him, if it's just a vibe that she's getting,
if she's got a hunch, tell her to fuck off.
Fuck the hunches. But she needs solid evidence.
But if she has
pictures of him robbing a bank, sure. Yeah. That's a fair point. You're a thief.
Yeah.
Sure. Done. That was a good answer.
Also, hates is a really strong word. I feel like maybe the older sister has previously been involved with this person and treated her bad. I'm putting layers in here. Do not listen to me.
You know what that reminds me of? Mm. Once me and Michael were walking to work, we work at the same place. Spoiler alert.
Oh my God, and you live together.
I know.
Oh,
it's like we're twins or something. And we were walking to work and everyone was coming out of Old Street Station. We work in Shoreditch, mm-hmm. just so you know. Everyone was coming out of Old Street Station and there was a woman on her phone, just screaming down the phone, just like, and I fuck you, and you did this to me, and you're horrible, just having a massive argument with someone.
My God.
And we walked past her, like, oh my God. And I said, oh my God, I think she's having some problems. I can't remember what I said, but as we were walking past, a woman turned to us, both of us, and says, I think that her husband cheated on her. And I turned to her and went, you would think that. And we both just laughed. We both
hilarious.
Just went, ha, 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 ha.
It was a real Sex in the City moment.
It was a Sex in the City moment based off of a woman's pain.
I mean, that's the best moments come out of other people's
pain. And
then
we both just went off to our jobs and never saw each other again.
Or thought about that.
But we had a good London moment.
I love that. Next question. Hope we helped.
We're putting the world to right here.
Oh, that's a bit heavy. Let's fuck that one. Here we go. I have a crush on a guy half my age. What do I do?
Depending on your age.
Exactly. Why don't you guys give us context? How old are you? How old are they?
If you are 18, you are a paedophile.
If you are 49, yeah.
If you're 40, look, as long as it's legal, fucking go for it. I mean, there is the issue of, like, can we really truly relate? Is the crush just based on looks?
And bringing it back to the feminism issue, are we more accepting of older women who date younger men or older men who date younger women? We don't know who necessarily... Oh, it's Naomi, so
this
I assume it's a woman.
I'm assuming from the name this is a woman.
You said the name.
Oh, did you? Oh, I didn't hear that. Spoiler
Shit.
Alert.
Don't say the name. Do not
well,
say
to be
the
fair,
name.
We didn't,
it's fine.
It could be any Naomi. Else. There are so many Naomis.
There are a lot of Naomis.
Right.
Actually, it's not Naomi. You've read it wrong. You
Wait,
read to the wrong...
You're
don't,
right.
Don't say the actual real name now, though. But
I
it's
will
this person.
Not. What I would say is my
oh,
advice...
I have, yes.
My advice... Where'd you get Naomi from, then? My advice is, if they're legal, there is no real reason why it can't work.
Yeah.
But be cautious.
My grandmother and granddad.
What was the age difference?
Double.
Jesus.
Oh, wow.
24 years.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Jesus, how old were they?
I mean, when my dad was born, she was 24, he was 48.
Oh.
Damn.
And they stayed together until he died.
And then she...
Nothing.
Just no more dick.
Oh, this is my granny. Jesus Christ.
Oh, this is what grosses you out?
It's just, she has dogs and she's a gardener.
She's
and therefore entirely asexual.
Hannah, she is still a sexual person. How dare you shame your grandma?
I don't know. She's never like dated anyone since then.
Well, so that you know of. She goes to fetish clubs for all you know.
She has a shed.
Granny! She has a shed
filled with battery-powered dildos.
She actually used to teach sex ed, my granny.
This is what I'm saying. She doesn't tell you. She spares you the gory details.
She's ridden a few sibians in her life. I should ask her.
Don't.
I should ask her. No, I actually will.
Right.
That's definitely something that I would do.
Next question.
Do one of you boys want to read out this one?
I have dyslexia, so you can fucking do it.
Okay. I've been a vegetarian for a while because my boyfriend is, but I've started eating meat again, but haven't told him as he'd be disgusted. How can I tell him and still get him to love me?
This depends if he loves you more than vegetables.
Yeah, but this is a whole ethics issue. If he thinks that you're killing things, if he's so passionate that he thinks you're killing things,
it depends.
And that's a big stick in the mud.
It depends what kind of vegetarian he is. Some vegetarians are like, you know, I don't eat meat because because I think it's morally wrong, blah blah blah. And I was a vegetarian for a year, so I know the whole deal about it. And then some vegetarians are very sort of like, you know, this is just how I feel. Since you've said he'd be disgusted, he strikes me as the kind that is very sort of, I don't want to say radical or sort of like militant about it, but
yeah.
He seems like he's very odd and has very strong opinions about it.
I think you've got a tough road ahead. Sorry.
Here's the thing, though. If you're in a relationship with someone, people often have deal breakers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And
that was a big part of 30 Rock with Tina Fey's character, Liz Lemon. She was going to have a whole show called Deal Breaker. That's a deal breaker. So the whole point was that she'd discuss like relationships and say what is and what isn't a deal breaker.
Oh, I love Tina Fey.
Mm-hmm. Who doesn't?
Anyway. Back to the vegetarianism.
Yes.
I don't know what to say about this.
I feel like, so say you need to find out how, if that's a deal breaker for him, because if you keep lying in this relationship, then he is going to be loving a version of you that isn't you. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
And you want someone to love you for, like, all of you.
You have to be honest.
You gotta be honest. You gotta be like,
communication is key.
I eat some McDonald's chicken nuggets every now and then.
I put meat betwixt my teeth.
Nom, 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 nom. Meat.
You've got to be honest. I don't think it's something you can just like get away. You can't just keep it on the down low.
You can't.
No.
And the thing is that like, maybe he'll surprise you and be like, I still love you, just don't eat meat around me. Or like when we're together, we can be veggie, and you'll be like, cool.
There are some people who like aren't full vegetarians that just like don't eat meat in the week. They mm-hmm. just keep it as a weekend thing.
Can I just say,
Meat Mondays?
I'm definitely drunk right now.
I didn't know where that was going.
I haven't felt it yet.
I sort of just like zoned out for a second and then came back in and was like, whoa.
Oh, what's happened? I
haven't felt it yet.
Jesus Christ. Two beers
a night is kind of like my thing, so
Mike's an alcoholic.
Okay.
I'm not an alcoholic.
We're going to let you either keep getting drunk or sobering up during this song, and then we'll be back with some more
drunk advice.
Oh, wow, that ended abruptly.
That ended very abruptly.
I was not expecting that. Mike's in the toilet.
Mike's still at the toilet.
Should we just be like, Mike's pissing. It's just me and Jacob now.
Let's say horrible things.
Yeah,
about
what
Mike.
Do you think about Michael as a brother?
Overwhelmingly, it's positive, but I have some big issues with him.
Shh. So, drunk advice!
Hey, Mike!
Hello again.
Hey, Mike. Good to see you, mate. Here we go. Question. Hi, Hannah and Mike and Jacob. My boyfriend keeps asking me to show him my texts, Facebook messages, etc. This is a recent thing. We've been together for 2 years. Woo! I'm not sure where this is coming from. I'm worried. First of all, no. You need to, one, stand your ground. Do not show him the text, but then sit down with him and be like, what's going on.
We should like preface this. Like, I mean, are you doing something that could be?
If you're doing something shady,
if you're fucking, if you're fucking cheating on the guy.
By the way, yes,
I am cheating on him.
If you're not cheating on him, you either need to have a discussion with him and say, say this isn't okay. Continue, because I've just had something go down the road.
Yeah, this isn't okay. this isn't something that, like, this isn't
Talk
something.
Quietly.
This is not something that trusting couples do. We don't search each other's texts. This is an early warning sign. This is
for sure. Red flag, red flag.
I see memes about this all the time. Like,
memes.
Seriously, I see memes like when you lock your boyfriend's phone because you're trying to get past his password, and it's like a photo of a woman in a hoodie and like just trying to ignore everything. I think that couples that want to go through each other's phones are psychopaths.
Yeah.
That's not fucking cool at all. Why would you want to do that? Yeah. That's such a betrayal.
Your phone is such a window into your personal world. Like,
it's
just
not,
because there's so much on there.
It's not like I'm saying you deserve to be able to keep secrets from him.
No, but like, even
I'm just saying that if he's full on asking you, if he's like drilling, like, I need to see your text, then that is a sign of a real lack of trust.
But also in relationships, like, yeah, you're together, but like, you still need privacy within a relationship because you are still your own person. And that's why,
I mean, what would you keep private in a relationship?
Messages. Because most of them are irrelevant anyway.
That's what I'm saying. Like you know. I mean, yes.
I don't regularly talk about my partner to other people. It's not like a policy of mine.
Yeah.
But I also don't think that, like, I just don't think it's appropriate for a partner to demand to see other person's text. It completely betrays any sense of trust.
And the thing is that, so say if you're not doing anything criminal in terms of the relationship, and then they look through your phone and they see that literally you're just texting your mum when you're going to be next home for dinner and then messaging your friend about drinks next Thursday, they're going to feel like incredibly guilty. So it's not even in their interest to like want to look through your phone.
I mean, anyway, they may not feel guilty.
They may just be abusive and like really
red flag,
shitty
red
people.
Flag, yeah, red
you,
flag.
You need to sort that shit out.
You need to talk to them. Okay. Jesus, there's a lot. God, I swear, like, people are constantly in need of help.
This one's a good one.
Which one? Go for it.
Hi, guys. I like to sleep naked, but my girlfriend and all her friends think it's so gross. Should I keep sleeping nude or put some PJs on? I get hot in bed.
Mate, sleep naked!
I will say this. I usually sleep with underwear on. I can't speak for people who don't have external genitalia. I don't like it when things are flapping about.
That's fair. I'm like all across the board.
Do you have to wear a sports bra in bed?
No, do not. People with breasts, please. This is a PSA. This is just a really important announcement. Do not wear your bra in bed. It's really bad for your tits. You've got to just let them go.
How is it bad for your tits?
They just need to like do their own thing. It's not good for their like development and like making them not sore and not sag later.
Fair enough.
Just don't do
it. What I would say is like, fuck you, Jacob. I was literally
halfway through a comment.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
This is the kind of thing where I think to myself, why do they have a problem with it? The fact that you're naked. Why does your girlfriend have a problem with the fact that you're naked?
They're not sleeping next to you, or are they? But also, like, why? They think it's gross. It's something that you do on your own when you're unconscious. Why the fuck do they have an opinion on it?
This is a no-brainer. Fuck them.
Well, fuck you. Just sleep naked. Do you enjoy it?
I should say that there is a very, very famous Seinfeld episode where there is a discussion about good naked and bad naked. And
where do you draw the line?
Good naked is like having sex and stuff like that. Bad naked is like just walking around the house doing chores naked.
Why not?
You shouldn't cook naked.
But I was...
I mean, oil. Ouch.
I have cooked naked.
That's a bad thing.
I have cooked naked.
You can still wear an apron, but
I have also filed my documents naked.
I'm into it.
I literally had a big pile of things that I needed to sort out.
Yeah.
And it was the middle of summer and I was just... you know, clothes.
I would do this
and
if I lived on my own.
And
for
I
sure.
thought, you know, why aren't I naked? I could just be naked.
Yeah.
I just took up all of my clothes. It was very liberating.
Yeah.
And I sorted those files.
I'm so proud of you.
I sorted those documents hard.
During the summer, my flat got so hot, but because I live with other people, I was in like as minimal clothing as possible that would still be like socially acceptable if my housemates walked in on me.
Let me ask you a question. If you were if there was
a
situation,
I am more comfortable cooking naked than I am sleeping naked.
Interesting.
If you were in a situation where like there was no one in your house and you knew there was no one going to be in your house for a while,
yeah,
you'd just get naked, right?
Depends. Right now it's winter, so no. I like wearing clothes.
I would. Like, whenever I'm alone, I think there's no real reason why I shouldn't be naked.
Do you get...
I do have big windows in my living room kitchen area.
Ew.
Not big windows, but like ones, because
I have a bay window in my house.
There's no bay windows.
I have a conservatory and a jacuzzi.
I'm Hannah Winton. I've got big tits and a big fucking window. I like to shower them up. And all my neighbors.
I have a jacuzzi.
My neighbors know my cup size. I'm Hannah Winton.
Sorry, let him finish.
Stop! Okay. I don't know why I'm defending myself. Yes, I have big tits, confirmed. Bay window, no.
Relative to your own body, they're big.
Yeah, I confirmed them.
Put them on a big woman, they're fairly...
All right, let's get to a point, all right?
My point is that I couldn't be naked in my living room because I can see across the street into my neighbours' houses. We have an official, like, ugly naked guy neighbour. I know, I'm just constantly living in an episode of Friends or something.
Like, is he actually ugly or is he just like...
People. No, but we just kind of... To be honest, I've not had a proper look to be like, oh, he's good looking. But there's just like...
That would be perfect.
There's just a man who like sometimes just in his underwear right by the window and we're just like, oh, hello, there we go.
With me, it's just... I don't think there's any risk of anyone seeing me. I just like to fly my flag.
I feel like we should answer one more question.
Okay.
I agree.
And I've not read any of these to be like, this one... Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, that's interesting. Let's not do that one. Too deep.
Pick one.
How fast can you skim read?
Third one down.
This one? This one.
No, the one above it. Yeah, that one.
Okay, go for it.
Hi, I've never been on a date and have low self-esteem. How do I ask someone out and not be awkward on first impressions?
Impossible.
Well, good night, everyone.
No, what I'm saying is... I mean, a while ago I was in your position. What I would say is just like, it's gonna suck the first few times you ask people out. You just have to get through it and it will suck less the more you do it.
Exactly, and it gets easier. And the thing is that rejection is something that everyone has to experience. And
the select few don't.
There are those who are just
they're never happy.
No.
I don't think
those people are unfulfilled and they don't know the value of things.
That's exactly. That's what we tell ourselves.
That's what ugly people tell themselves.
I actually genuinely believe that because I feel like you do need to be rejected every once in a while.
No, you need to be rejected every once in a while to be a decent person.
Exactly.
But like, not to be happy. You can be a happy shit person.
Like Renee Zellweger going to audition for an action film and just being like, oh, no. And she's like, come on, please.
Yeah.
Please.
The thing is that you ought, if you've never been on a date and you have low self-esteem, ask someone out, like, maybe ease yourself in with the, like, do you want to go for a coffee sometime? Let's hang out. Like, rather than being like, let's go on a date, you know?
Yeah. The only thing I could say is that you need to just get out there and just, I do a little bit of stand-up and you're going to bomb. There are times where you're just going to get on stage and you're going to try your hardest.
Keep getting back on that horse.
It's people are going to go, no, I do not like you. You just need to go through it. You just need to go through that heartache and just deal with it.
I would also like to point out there's a great quote from probably the world's most famous drag queen, RuPaul.
Mm.
Since you mentioned self-esteem, and the quote goes as follows.
Hurry up because we need to play the last song.
If you can't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love somebody else?
That doesn't make any sense.
Amen. Okay, thank you, boys.
Love yourself.
Love yourself.
Work on self-esteem and everything else will come.
Thank you guys for listening. And thank you, Mike and Jacob, for coming on the show this evening.
It's been a pleasure.
I'm drunk.
If you want to re-listen to the show, you can go to foobarradio.com. And there are all the other previous episodes there that you can download on iTunes. Please tune in next week, Wednesday, 6 till 8 p.m. Good night. Bye. Say bye.
Bye.
There we go.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes.